When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This week, the Seasters are back.
Reunited after one episode apart, but it felt like a lifetime to me.
A lifetime TV movie, because I saw you in all those wigs and gigs, getting into the Joanne of it all.
Oh, yes. And also, we're rainbow spotlighting our hearts out today.
Plus, we learn a little bit about the situation in Afghanistan right now, which is intense, and let you know how you can help.
Exactly. And a throwback chat, girl. There was a time before the internet. It's hard to believe.
Yeah. I used a razor on my phone, not just my face. and the DMs are full of lovely messages and thick dricks.
This one is extra hot. Ooh. Honestly, don't burn yourself. And if you do, we are not liable.
Okay? Do you have a pot holder? Grab the oven mitts, bitch.
It's time for Hot Goss.
That's Hot Goss.
Forever Dog.
But I do have this AAA Girls mug.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Just a dash of Portland. Just a skosh.
Two pumps of Willem, please. Welcome back for another piping.
Steaming.
Piping. Squalling. Serving of hot gas. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's get right into some hot grrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
Alaska Thunderfuck?
Girl, I'm by something. I'll just say that.
Brooklyn's best. How was the Joanne ball?
It was really amazing. It was really, really fierce. We got rained out both nights.
Did you perform in the rain?
This was it. Yes, we did. This was the thing. Nick was obsessively checking the weather every day, every hour, up until the show started on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it was clear sailing, fabulous, beautiful weather. Then the hour before the show was supposed to start, it was like 90% of rain. Oh, actually 100% of rain. Like instantly. And so the first show was supposed to start and it was downpouring. It was like torrents. And so we were like, I don't know what to do. It's not safe for the equipment, for the dancers to go on in this lightning. And
oh, lightning, damn.
Yeah, so we went out and put on rain ponchos and went out and asked the audience, who was waiting very patiently, having some drinks, and we asked them, do you want to, like, wait and see if the rain lets up and, like, do it later? And everyone was emphatically saying yes.
Nice.
So we did. We started about 3 hours late, but we did. Then the rain, like, disappeared, like it was never there, and
three
we did
hours.
The show.
What are you, an Edwards?
We started it on Alyssa Edwards standard time. Yes. And it was fabulous. And then the next day, same thing. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Hour before. Oh, yeah. It's going to start raining in the middle of the show this time. So we were like, we're just going to go if we have to have an intermission. And we just kept going. We kept asking the audience if they wanted to keep going. And they screamed, yes, 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 yes. And by the end, we were all really, really soaked, but really happy.
Bitch, I was screaming yes, yes, yes at Boy Radio.
Yes.
Honey.
Yes, he's,
oh,
he's
save
amazing.
A horse, ride a Boy Radio. This,
yes.
His white fringe cowboy outfit. I also see you in that outfit for sure. You could definitely sport that. The fringy glovelet.
Well, I mean, I would just be swimming in his garments. He's so much, you know, larger and taller than I am. I'm very petite.
It was such a great show. Your hair looked human. I'm not sure if it was, but that long flowing in the breeze, just Gorgensteined.
Why don't we just tell people it was human?
I know a human was wearing it.
That's debatable. And to everyone who has been, you know, sending letters and emails and about Boy Radio and iDating, I just have to ask you to just please respect, you know, I like to keep my private life personal and private. And so I can't answer any of those questions at this time. I will just say Boy Radio is a great artist and I respect him greatly.
I heard you guys are performing in Private Lives by Noel Coward at $3.
You know, Big Dipper, we discussed that we were not going to bring it up. I'm trying to keep it.
You think I can control the talent?
Elizabeth Taylor-ing about.
So wait, you're a Florida girl.
Uh-huh. I'm a Central Floridian right now. I've been all over this great state from Orlando to Tampa. We did Southern Nights. It was so much. Southern Nights was like my last gig before quarantine shut us down.
And yes.
I had so much fun. I was on the dance floor, like Tampa. My aunts were there, my lesbian aunts, my parents, my friends.
It's a family affair.
It really was. They still didn't tip, but it's fine.
Maybe they didn't like what they saw. No,
I did a little Kim song called Don't Want Dick Tonight, and my mom was like, was that a new one? And I was like, you obviously don't know the classics. But I was dancing, and it was like, I was like, God, it's getting late. I'm waiting for these lights to flicker, like, for 1:45, 2 o'clock. And it's 3:45. I was like, oh, y'all don't have last call here in Florida. Y'all just stay open till willy-nilly.
Damn.
And, bitch, I was Nilly and Willy.
Willie and Lily came to get you.
That's
amazing.
It was a wonderful night. This piece of trade walked right by the club with me and my friends after we were leaving, and I reeled him in, and then we went back to my room, and he thought he was going to do some things to me that he wasn't allowed to do without other things. So my friends, like 30
what,
minutes
without
later,
paying you?
No, a condom.
Oh.
So okay. He ran to go get one in the middle of Ybor City at night. And my friends who were at the club with me that had seen me leave a half hour ago, they're like, why is your trade running down the street right now? And I was like, oh, he's going to get a condom. Because they were at like a eating spot like a couple doors down. And I was like, well, you know, they're sprinting to this bus.
Running all over town, darling, on foot.
And it
in
was
the middle
one
of the night.
It was one of the good ones who was like, what is your name? He was Brazilian too. And I was like, oh, Brazilian. It was such a great night back at the club. Southern Nights has a bigger dressing room now. All the girls were there. Uh-oh. Sassy, Roxy, Cara.
Oh.
Just the dolls were present and assembled. We had such a good goddamn time. I love Southern Nights. If you're ever in Florida, check them out.
Well, I'm going to be going.
You are
kind of soon. I don't know, a couple weeks. I don't know.
I saw your picture.
Time. What is time?
Time. I saw your picture on the board, and I said, "I know her. You're going to want to hit that show."
Yeah,
she has a face for fashion, and she is up on the boards.
And how are the mangoes? I heard there's mangoes.
Honey, the man go down the street running for condoms all the time. Yeah. The mangoes were delicious and huge. I stopped counting at like 60. My dad has like a paradise down here of a garden with sunflowers and like fruits and everything. It's so wonderful down here. I love Florida. Other than the heat is a lot. I went outside for like 15 minutes and I have a tan line on my thighs just from my shorts.
Damn.
And you know how I am about my thighs.
Girl, well, you curate your tan lines.
Yes, I do. Are you back in Los Angeles?
I am.
Oh.
That's where I am.
Is it wonderfully summering there?
Oh, it's really hot. I think it's just really hot everywhere. That's like the vibe right now. It's the dog days of summer for sure.
Well, I've definitely noticed some summer fashion trends happening all along the coast.
Like what?
bodies. People have their bodies out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank God.
I know.
Yeah.
The teentiest little eye patch panty with a little thong. It's very mm-hmm. 90s Tommy Hilfiger, like the thongs out yeah. of the waistband with notes of Aaliyah.
Yes. Thongs are completely in fashion. And
thongs,
yes, a peep.
Jocks, all that.
Yeah. A peep of a thong is very a moment.
I definitely saw a guy in a jock strap with some hashtags on it. So wearing their breeding jocks to the clubs.
Oh, like hash marks, like tally marks.
Mm-hmm. Tally out watermarks.
That means how many? Trying to think.
You know this. Damn well what it means, loads. Bitch. How many oats
it
were
means
sowed?
Semen loads. It's semen loads.
Queen semen. Queen
semen loads collected.
Mexicatessen.
In the rectum. In the Mexicatessen.
Uh-huh. All that.
You know what? It's hot out and we're feeling icy and we're feeling spicy. So we want to give you not just one rainbow spotlight, but two rainbow spotlights this week. Can you handle it?
Can you
hot
handle
gossers,
it?
Tell us, can you handle it?
That's hot goss.
Alaska, can you handle it? Big Dipters, well, can you handle it?
Dipper, can you
Michaela
handle
J
it?
Thinks you
no.
can handle it.
Yeah, I fall down the stairs. I can't handle it.
No, that's the life alert. We have a great rainbow spotlight this week. One of our great mm-hmm. friends of the pod, Michaela J from Pose. She has mm-hmm. a song called Something to Say. And baby, the video, she is blooming in it. There's flowers yeah. blooming out of the car, vocals blooming out her mouth. The unit is laid and flowing. She's got backup sisters with her, and it's a wonderful little song. And the eye candy, that man in the front with all the tattoos, not mad at you, MJ.
Hubba hubba. Why don't we take a listen and we'll be right back.
Stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And
oh,
the
yes.
food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50.
Drag 50.
And use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Back. Glad I ordered a venti. I should have got a Trenti. Trenta.
I wondered if I was Trenti for a time in my life.
Oh my god. Are you watching The White Lotus?
I watched the first episode and I found it delightful. The girl from Star is in it, the youngest girl, and then one of the girls from Euphoria. And there are these like bitchy, judgmental teens. And I love them. Those were all my girlfriends in high school, just smarter than everybody. It's such a good show. And then Jennifer Coolidge, also me.
right.
Also very me.
I've seen the first couple of episodes and I'm hooked. I can't wait to watch more.
Steve's on. He's been fuckable for about 25 years now.
Hubba hubba.
Yeah, I'd hit it. I also remember White Lotus, the club on Cahuenga. Did y'all ever hit that back in the day?
What?
It was very
really?
Boring. Oh, honey, it was like during the Ledoux. It was right below Yucca. It's that big white building that looks all Greek and Mykonosi on, it's not Cahuenga, one street over from Cahuenga. No, it was Cahuenga. It's called White Lotus. I leaned over a bar there to talk to my friend in like 2003 or four. And she's like, your hair. And then I whipped it over and I was like, yeah. And then she's like, no, it's on fire. Because I leaned over a candle and that was the first time I got lighters. I was like, oh my God. And it's the worst smell in the world trying to get trade and dealing with them coming up to you and going like, oh. Trying to dance with you and nuzzle a little bit from behind. And then they're like, did you have barbecue? Are you barbecue? Bitch, your wig was on fire. But it was my actual hair. But White Lotus was a fun club, like during the Ledoux time and like all those clubs.
Dang.
Yeah.
Your hair. Oh my gosh. Thank you. That's so funny.
It was literally that. I was like leaning over a bar and she was 20 feet down and she like motioned to my hair and I just flipped it and she went, no, fire. I was like, fire. And by then I smelled it and it was like, ooh, shit. Something else is on fire. The world, apparently.
Let's take a moment to go into this next segment, which we like to call
Let's get political from the Wall Street Journal.
There's some serious shit going on. Do you want to read this story from the Wall Street Journal?
So Taliban forces entered the capital of Kabul on Sunday after President Ashraf Ghani left the country, effectively ending a 20-year effort by the U.S. and other Western nations to remold Afghanistan as a modern democracy. They were buoyed in part by an agreement with the Trump administration in February last year for U.S. forces to leave the country, with President Biden subsequently settling on August 31st as the exit date. With Afghan government losing air cover and plagued by desertions, the Taliban quickly expanded their footprint in recent weeks, and the last remaining cities, including Kabul, falling under the control by mid-August. The arrival in Kabul coincided with scenes of panic in some quarters, with Afghans who worked with Western armed forces or agencies rushing to Hamid Karzai International Airport seeking a way out of the country to escape reprisals. Western embassies moved their staff to the airport, which is under U.S. military control, to help evacuate personnel. In chaotic scenes there, crowds of Afghans ran alongside military transport planes as they prepared for takeoff, with some people trying to cling to the sides of the aircraft.
Fuck. Okay. Yeah. So this comes from some more information from the BBC. Who are the Taliban? The Taliban is an extreme Islamic group which ruled Afghanistan from 96 to 2001. They say that they claim they're followers of Islam, but the beliefs that they have are much more extreme than those of the majority of Muslims. Mm-hmm. They've been fighting to take back control of Afghanistan and want to enforce their own strict version of Sharia law. When the Taliban leaders were in control, they banned many things, including education for girls, television, music, and cinema.
Men were made Handmaid Tales over there.
It's completely that. The men had to grow beards. Women had to wear burqas, which is a one-piece veil that covers the whole face and body. The
Taliban's strict laws and extreme punishments made them unpopular with other countries, of course, because human rights. And people living under the Taliban could be punished very harshly for breaking their rules. And they have been accused of various human rights and cultural abuses. They managed to get back control because for the past 20 years, the U.S. has supported the government in Afghanistan that was put in place by the war there. But before that, I watched a movie called Charlie Wilson's War with Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts. Apparently, America gave money and guns to the Taliban before they, like, it's, so America is just butting their head in all over the place for the last 30, 35 years in this country, and now it's amok. And
caused the problem and made the problem worse.
Yeah, so this is Biden's trying to clean it up a little bit, but in 2021, he announced that all the forces would leave the country by September 11th, which is kind of poetic because George Bush said we were invading there because they had weapons of mass destruction, which they never found. Just a recap for anyone that doesn't know this. And they said, oh, we're going to get bin Laden and stuff, yet none of the hijackers from September 11th were actually Afghani, right?
The whole thing is fucked. Yeah, basically, the Taliban was, you know, giving cover to Osama bin Laden. But everyone, as everyone talks about, the behind the scenes is all about oil and money and corruption and capitalism and basically creating a problem, saying we're going to now turn this into a democracy, we're going to protect you, and then leaving just to let people take back over all of a sudden.
And the thing that I saw that was kind of unsettling for me was I saw, even more unsettling, sorry, the plane with a lot of people who are now probably refugees, I counted very few children and women. It was all men. Like, you know, I'm glad people are getting out, but like, I'm worried about all the people that are left there. The Taliban is like oppressive as hell. And this was like the last major city in Afghanistan to hold out against them. But like, they took it, they got it. And the former president is trying to lead the transition to power with the Taliban because, I mean, I guess a little cooperation is better than, you know, none at all in his eyes. But the whole situation is fucked up.
It's completely fucked up, especially for women. And so we're going to share an organization working to support Afghan women as best they can right now. You can donate at www.womenforwomen.org because this is the kind of shit that is going to be enforced. Not like, oh, you're gonna get a fine if you go walk on the street without a male escort. It's like, we're going to like fucking kill you. Yeah. Kind of shit. So we can, I mean, I don't know what to do, but something we can do is we can donate at womenforwomen.org. And we'll be keeping an eye on this situation. It's really really scary and fucked up.
Yeah. We'll be back in a minute. But first, we would like to tell you about another wonderful thing that popped up in our lives. It's another Rainbow Spotlight.
Another. Can you take two at once?
Bountiful.
Is it possible to have two at the same time?
I was like, odd numbers. I'm a one or a three, baby.
Oh, okay.
God's on my side with the odds. So our second rainbow spotlight of the week is a new podcast from some girlfriends of ours. It's Fully Charged with Saturn and Star, and it's basically the definition of a kiki. They have new episodes on Thursdays, and it's so fun. I listened to it, and I was like, I don't know these bitches, but I want to know these bitches. Do they want to go get tacos? They were great.
Are we going to take a listen right now?
Take a little listen. Take a little listen.
It's so nuts to me that this could happen in this time. I mean, what I always say about it is like, if this is what white men would do to their daughters, fuck us.
Like, exactly. I mean,
we that girl.
Wow.
That's why I'm like, Britney, freeing Britney is the movement of our times, because
the trickle down. Mm-hmm.
The trickle down effect.
Trickle down effect. Exactly that.
So for the free Britney people out there, stay vigilant. The media be lying.
It's a lie. It's
they don't
it's
care
a
about
manipulation.
This girl.
Mm-hmm.
That
Tactics.
Was just a good, right? Y'all all retweeted it and they said, whew, good day.
A headline. Well, because that's the thing. The girls only care about a headline. They do not read. These kids do not read articles, girl.
They don't motherfucking read.
They don't do the research. Sad. Here's the thing. I know. This is what you didn't touch on is that
yes, get me.
For everybody, this girl likes to get into the forums online, like deep dive forum diving. Archival footage tease. Like, she tried to stay surface light with it, but just so everyone knows, this young woman gets into the nitty gritty of the online forums back and forth with the kids. So she knows the tea.
I have a YouTube playlist called Britney Class, and it used to be a prerequisite for my new friendships.
Not Britney Class.
I'm sure I've taken you through it at some point. It was a thing for my new, like, for friendships. It was like, you have to know what's going on with Britney.
Back to the weed agenda, it gives, she hits the peace pipe, and then she's talking at you for an hour and a half, and showing you clips, and showing you documentaries. I remember I came to your house once, girl, and it became, oh, you haven't seen this documentary? Here, star, strap in.
And girl, and then it gives pop quiz.
It gave, but not only that, but it gave, oh no, this link is wrong. Oh, hold on. Clickety-click, hacker voice on the keyboard. I'm in. Finds the video archival footage, blah, 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 blah. I'm sitting there. I've been at this girl's house for 4 hours, and now I'm suddenly, I'm an initiate into the class of Britney. So it gives that. It gives all of that.
We are back, and there's girls, there's no tip spot tonight. She called out.
She called out. She was at the Arco, and they said that her PIN number wasn't working. So she pulled out a needle and she stabbed the guy right behind the counter at the Arco.
She'll never work in this town again. She never will.
She's gonna have to go to Fort Worth. She's not welcome in Dallas anymore. No, that is not okay at the Roundup. She could take that down to the Rainbow Room's parking lot. The Rainbow Room burnt down a while ago, but she can do a show in the parking lot if she'd like. But that is not okay here. No stabbings.
So tonight, instead of tonight, like it's nighttime and we were recording in the daytime. I don't know when you listen. Maybe who knows? Maybe it is nighttime. So
I don't
tonight,
know your life.
Instead of a tip spot, we are just having some sisterly chat time.
We're gonna do a sis tot.
Sis tot.
It's just switching the letters.
Okay.
Never mind. It didn't work. I was thinking of drag tots still. I got drag tots on my mind. Oh, it seems God. To me drag tots are on my mind. I go on social media and I see borrowed blessings throughout the world. I see wigotry and I'm like, so that's where that went. And I said, right, if you want to wear that swimsuit, there's a shoe that goes with it. She said, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Put my hand in it? You know it won't fit my foot. I said, well, it would be a good, like, pool shoe just to walk around. She said, you know my toes are not allowed to see the sun. She much like you, my other sister, she does not have open-toe privileges.
I do an open-toe every now and then.
When?
I have to shave my toes first.
Well, I think you should braid it.
No, I prefer open toe right now.
Look.
It's summer.
I have never seen you without a... Oh, no pad summer. Yeah, so that means no tight summer too, huh?
No pad summer in full effect. No pad summer in full effect. It's too hot. No. I'm not going to strap a couch to my butt. I'm not going to strap a pillow to my butt for Snatch Game. That's my, I don't know why Raj, it sounds like Buffalo Bill right now.
Oh, padding is an East Coast thing. It's a pageant girl thing. West Coast girls don't do it.
I want to be a model. McMichaels. I don't do that. I will never do that. I've never done that. Cut to
2020.
The pads of life.
Girl, she's the one for the pad. We should have a pad pageant. Where girls just come out exorbitant.
Pad pod.
That should definitely be a category in your pageant. Pads. Just the most exorbitant.
No.
Who can absorb the most water in a dunk tank?
I try to figure out the parts of drag that I love and the parts that I really don't. And padding and multiple pairs of tights. It's like, it's gross to travel with and you have to like... They get soaked and sweaty and they're large and it's uncomfortable. It looks great, but unless I'm in a, you know, freeze-dried air chamber, I don't think that I need to do that. And if my body is too disgusting, I will give you a refund. If you come up to me after the show and say that my actual body is too abhorrent to look at, I will gladly give you a refund.
It will take 4 to 6 weeks, and there is shipping and processing, and the 20% that PEG took will not be refunded. So, operators are sitting by.
I want to talk to you because we are the pre-internet girls.
Ladies, can I talk to you for a minute?
I want to talk to you. Fellas, can I talk to you?
Talk to you for
I want to ask you, because we are... We are people who remember the world before the internet.
The last age of innocence.
Right. It's hard to imagine almost right now. But do you have any pre-internet, pre-social media nights at like a bar or a club that you can recall?
Oh, my God. Yeah, definitely. There were there was a bar called Deco. It was after hours in Philly right by... kind of near Delilah's on Delaware Avenue. And I remember I was in
Delilah.
It was very
love someone tonight.
It was not Delilah on the coast. It was Delilah doing the most. I was doing the most at Deco. And I was like, you know, I was younger and rounder and I looked like a girl. I looked more like a woman than I do now. My chin hadn't grown in. I had very pencil thin eyebrows and I was doing shots with this guy and I was 17 at that point. All my friends had gotten me into the bar and this girl comes sailing over the bar running at me. It was this girl's boyfriend and she thought I was trying to get with him. I was.
Of course I was.
Of course I was.
Of course she was right.
The guy knew that I was a guy, which he was fine with because he was friends with my friends. But she thought I was a girl hitting on her guy. And she grabbed the back of my hair, pulled me down. And then she got a closer look and she's like, oh. And just like dropped her hand. I was like, her fist was above my head. And I was like, I wish someone would have recorded that. And then we were drinking later after last call when the bar was closed and just sitting on the bar and stuff. And I was like, does this bar have security footage? I would love to see a tape of you sailing over the bar, yanking me to the ground by my ponytail and almost assaulting me. And she's like, we have security, but they don't work. And I'm like, okay, what's the point, bitch? But now everything's on tape, you know, like, and I'm, you can't miss nothing. But I like, did you see that DJ at Precinct get his phone stolen by some wandering minstrels just wandering through trying to be inconspicuous?
Yes.
Someone at Precinct took a DJ's phone. I think DJ Mateo, maybe.
Rubella
Spreads. Right off of his little thing. And they were so slick about it. And they were just wandering slowly, not in a rush. And this reminds me of the time that I heard that one of the Rosa's ladies had like a bag full of phones. They found her with a whole bag of them. Yeah. Oh so God. Watch your phones, people. Put them in your pockets or put them on like a little leash. Because... They walk away sometimes.
Oh my God.
Do you remember any good nights at the clubs without social mediums?
Yes, I remember the very first night I went out in drag. Which is a story that I talk about in
there's my
upcoming book.
There's got to be a historical plaque of significance somewhere around here.
I talk about it in my upcoming book, which you can...
My Name Is Yours, What's Alaska? Available at Penguin Books.
No. It's chroniclebooks.com/Alaska. And you can pre-order it right now. And I'd appreciate it if you did that.
Pre-order, but it
comes out officially and you'll get it in November. But if you pre-order it, that will be really helpful to, that's what you do. But we, my best friend Elena and I were in Pittsburgh and I was like, let's go out. I want to go out and drag. And I didn't have any clothes, but I had black garbage bags. So I cut it up into like a tube top and a little skirt. Mother wanted me to come out in a kimono. We had a terrible fight. And Elena did my makeup and it was like a very deep smoky eye. And Elena did my hair as well. And it was like this blonde wig with bangs. And I was like, it needs to be bigger. And so she teased up the top and like pinned it. So it was like a big and teased thing on top.
So not much has changed.
I've been wearing the same fucking outfit since the very first time I went out in drag. We took the bus. We went down to Pegasus in Pittsburgh.
Was the bus running?
The bus was still running. We went in. I thought it was going to be the biggest, fiercest. We went in. There were like three people in the bar. But one of them said I looked great. So I was victorious.
I'm glad to see that the blind are still drinking and enjoying life.
Oh my God, it's the moonshine.
I would have loved to see a picture of that. That would be great. As Bianca would say,
we have a picture.
Consistent.
It's in the book. We have a picture.
Oh,
it's in the book.
Work. Yeah. I can't wait to read that book. My Name Is Yours. What's Alaska?
Yeah, it's good. It? Yeah, My Name's Yours. What's Alaska?
Do you ever leave your phone at home when you go to the clubs or at the hotel so you're not on it all night and everything? Or do you bring it with you to the clubs? Because I've lost mine before at clubs and I'm like, it's the worst panic ever. You're like, how do I get on the plane? How do I leave without my phone? It's literally like,
where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? It's a song of an era, really.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird because, yeah, losing your phone, yeah, that's not cool because that is how we get like Uber and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Uberias. But that's our Courtney reference for this episode.
Ding! I think it would be really refreshing, and maybe this is something someone can do. What if someone did a club night where it was like phone-free night?
Yeah.
What would you do? People would be like... I don't know what do I do with my hands? Like I mean it sort of makes me nervous to even think about, but it also is very exciting because it's like you'd have to look at people and talk to people and like dance.
I mean, that's what I do anyway. I was going in. People were I would wonder about people trying to take selfies if they didn't have phones. What would they do, like chalk renderings on the fly? Or, like, how would that work out? I'm not so sure. But I do like not being encumbered with my phone. I leave it at the hotel probably, like, every one out of two times just because I'm like, you don't want to lose this. You can barely hold on to your room key, let alone a phone, you dumb bitch.
I love that idea. Maybe I'll start doing that.
Yeah, it's really freeing because then you're just, like, you're not worried about your phone. But then, of course, like, some girl does an amazing number where she puts a bucket on her head and walks out with, like, a drink on top of the bucket.
That was you.
Oh, was it? Was it me? Me, the glamour. But then you're like, oh, where can I capture that? But, you know.
Someone else will be there to capture it.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break?
We're going to release you into the wild, and we'll capture you in a moment after these commercials.
Capture this.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. When I got to the cave today, there was a ranger here. And he said, this cave is dangerous and dark. And I said, get away from me. I have Amazon lights from on my rings and bracelets. We can find a way. We will find a way.
This is the moment.
This is the moment.
Where the gods expect us to go. Spelunking. Deep inside the DMs.
This verse message is exciting. And there's a duck. How wonderful. I think it's a mallard. This is from Claire. Hey, Willem, Alaska, and Dipper.
Let Alaska read this one.
Okay. It must be offensive to one of us. Okay, here we go. From Claire, I just wanted to say a big thank you to Willem. Today, my dad sent me an article about how Dr. Fauci received criticism on approving cruel animal testing on dogs for vaccine research, not COVID. My parents are very conservative and we butt heads about literally everything. I received the COVID vaccine and I felt like my dad, who has made me feel stupid all my life for being liberal, was taking another jab at me, making me feel bad for getting the vaccine. I was almost in tears on my drive to work. So in my head, worried about this. I had a race chaser on and Willem started cracking jokes and being her light, fun self. I embraced her joy and it completely changed my mood. Thank you for being a light in this world. You saved my makeup from tears at work, LOL. Attached is a photo of my friend and I at the Joanne concert in 2017. Alaska, your Joanne shows at $3 bill looked fucking sickening. You were hot AF in every look and channeled your inner Gaga. Love you both, friend of the pod, Claire. Aww.
Oh, thank you,
Claire. Wait, I know Claire.
Do you?
I know her. I recognize that face.
She's definitely been at the gigs.
Yeah, she's so stunning. Thank you for that note. See,
look. Who's the gentleman with her?
Look, right. You're looking at, you're trying to steal her band.
Honey.
Yet again. Yet again. Someone's going to yank your ponytail this time and it won't be your real one. It'll be your fucking
friend,
vanity.
Not her, man.
If Claire
you don't
my ponytail.
Know her life. You don't know her life. thank you, Claire. See, Willem. See.
We're glad
we have a positive impact.
Yeah, I'm glad that we can provide a respite for people when they're not feeling as wonderful as they would like to. Just put on a little pod.
Yes.
Or put it in your pod.
A little bit of pod goes a long way. Put it in your ears and you'll hear us say, hot guys. Do you want to read this next message from a camera operator on Drag Race? Oh,
sure.
Different guy. Different.
This is from Sarge. Hey, hi, hello, Willem, Alaska, and Big Dipper. A few weeks late, but I asked my hotel's head of housekeeping about makeup on towels, sheets, etc. She proceeded to show me a huge barrel full of stained, no longer usable linens. We host a couple of Comic-Con type events each year, and the guests use the linens to remove makeup, and it's the hell of the laundry flokes. However, if they catch it before washing and drying, they use this stuff, C-Pick, and they come clean every time. So maybe see if you can pick up a bottle. No pics of my old Gen X dick, as it's likely past its prime. Thanks for all the hours of podcasting greatness. I'm especially
loving yourself short.
Patch Podge. Best Sarge. Okay, so this is called Ecolab...
Stain Buster
5000 from the Planet Glamtron makeup remover, and it's a laundry pre-spotter. So if you're a pre-spotter, it takes off foundation makeup, sunscreen, medicine.
I'll pre-spot you during your workout,
girl.
No, thank you for sharing this. And you know what? I have to just reconsider my regimen when I'm out there in the world because I've ruined so many towels. Probably when I die, I will be faced with all of the towels that I have destroyed on this earth. And I'll meet them all face to face, and it will be my karma to make amends with them.
I had Trade mention about me having probably over 100 white towels in my house. He's like, why do you have all these towels? And I was like, oh, well, sometimes I have to wrap stuff in a towel to get it home in one piece. Like, I had this one necklace that I always traveled with that I didn't want to, like, get caught on stuff. So I would just steal a towel. And I have hundreds of towels and washcloths.
So she steals the towels.
I ruin
now,
them.
Which
then
is
I steal
worse,
them.
Ruining the towel or stealing the towel? It's probably worse to ruin the towel because if you steal it, they don't have to deal with it and look at it again.
Baby, do you really think I'm trying to get into heaven at this point? I'm just trying to get a cuter table in hell. So I'm stealing towels. I'm ruining them. I throw them on the floor to work out on. I do everything. The first thing I do when I get to a hotel is ask for more towels because they say, oh, it's you.
Right.
So they can't keep track. And then I take a couple from the gym, maybe two from the pool, and build like a little towel fort. I love me some towels.
You do.
My favorite
towel girl. Probably always will be.
You know my favorite color other than fringe is free.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
why don't we read this next letter? This comes from Andrew. Dear Willem Alaska and Big Dipper, or WAB, wet ass bussy. Long first. Love the pod and Padge Pod. Keep doing what you do so well. I want to hear your opinions on white queens performing songs of black artists, particularly songs that reference or lean into black culture. I was recently at a drag show and a white queen, who shall remain unnamed, performed Beyoncé's Black Parade. The song is all about embracing black culture and one's identity as a person of color. The performance left a bad taste in my mouth. The queen wasn't disrespectful at all, and she paid homage to Queen Bee, but it still felt somewhat like a performance of someone else's race / ethnicity. This got me thinking. I can see two sides of the issue clearly. I've seen many non-black queens perform songs by black artists. Diana Ross, Beyoncé, Nicki Minaj, Janelle Monáe, the list goes on and on. These queens perform the energy of the music and kill it. It doesn't seem right to prevent queens from performing a song just because it's by an artist that isn't the same race ethnicity as them. That would be limiting and could lead to some weird-ass drag segregation. Oh, okay. But on the other hand, white people have appropriated enough from black people, and it's not like a queen has to perform a number. She can just choose a different song. There's also a weird minstrelsy-esque aura to these performances as a white person mouths the words of a black artist, not to mention, even if the queen bleeps it out or doesn't mouth the word, the N-word comes up in many of these mixes. It's just a can of worms that many non-black queens shouldn't begin to open. What are your thoughts on this? When you perform songs by non-white artists, is there anything you take into consideration? What should a queen be careful to do, not to do, to make sure she's respectful? Much love from Phoenix, Andrew. Here are my picks. I'm much more of a bottom, so the dick isn't featured prominently. Well, I'm going to turn the brightness on my screen up for this. Okay.
She's got one of those holes that has a guidepost around it.
Right.
Guided tours daily, it looks like.
You don't need the whole airport, just the landing strip.
Beautiful pictures. She definitely knows her angles. She got her phone out. Yes. The dick is lovely. Two balls. I just did a ball count, and there are two.
Two accounted for. Mm-hmm. At least two.
I'm gonna drain
all three of your balls and all that jizz. That's a Lady Bunny. Lady Bunny song.
Also
in the second picture, Andrew. Andrew is, we're seeing, you know, straight into
his kidneys.
Seat of the soul. He is, you know, in sort of a prone position.
I think I see his wisdom teeth from here.
Yes. Which is a lovely picture. I love the athletic socks because one does want a hint of accessorization. Mm-hmm. And Andrew's very busy and on the go and has his earbud in and is listening to Race Chaser while taking this whole pic. So, Andrew, we applaud you for this.
And zooming in on that bookshelf, I can zoom in and see the word suck less on the binding of his bookshelf, that yellow book right there. So, Andrew, mm-hmm. we would be happy to answer your question.
This is a hot button issue.
Yeah, and I can speak on this a little bit because I don't lip sync songs by African-American or black artists, but I definitely, the last song I did at Southern Nights was Lil' Kim, Don't Want Dick Tonight. Right. And by the end, everybody was singing, but I also kind of do it in the fashion of like Cher from Clue, like, I dug him, so I fucked him, it wasn't nothing. Like, I don't do it in A-V-E-E. Is that the right word? Or the right, what's it called?
A-A-V-E. Mm. Yeah, Courtney's, you said it right. Here.
Okay. Yeah, so that. I don't do it like that. I try to be respectful of it. The N-word doesn't come out of my mouth. I change words a few. So that's what I do. But I was also in a play called Southern Baptist Sissies, and it was written by Del Shores, who did like Sordid Lives. He's a great writer. And one of the lines that he has my drag queen character say, I think her name was I Own a Trailer, is that like no queen should be prevented from doing Tina Turner just because she's white, you know? Like, Tina Turner has universal music, and my character in the play wanted to do a Tina song, and she wore a denim jacket and a little black sequin dress and like the typical Tina outfit with the spiky wig and stuff. She did not bronze up. She made a point not to bronze up. But yeah, if it's a song like Black Parade, though, that might be a little, that would be iffy. I don't see myself putting that on my thumb drive.
Right.
Yeah, at all. Not during the month of February, not during never.
Yeah.
You've done some Lil' Kim songs, haven't you? You've done how many licks? At least once.
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times. You're like, oh, I mean, look in the aqua green. Get your Vaseline.
I mean, lip-syncing Lil' Kim was the first song I ever did in a, you know, in a drag show. Mm-hmm. I didn't lip-sync certain words that are not mine to say, but I mean, it was also a song about, you know, fucking and sucking dicks, which is great, and
those
I think
are in
universal.
Our realm. Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, I think when it's a message that's specifically about Black culture, it's like it's not really our place to. To lip sync and embody that.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm wondering if the white queen was like, oh, well, I have that wig, so let me just do that song. I don't know how that came to her idea that she should do Black Parade.
Right.
Maybe Black Parade by the Smashing Pumpkins. Is that a Smashing Pumpkins song? Or it's somebody. Something about the John the Black Parade.
My Chemical Romance.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, work.
They say Black Parade once in there, so I don't know.
Yeah, this album is called The Black Parade.
How wonderfully informative.
Right. Do you want to read our last...
I think we'll save
Girl,
this
I'm
one
reading our producer right now. Give me a moment. No.
we'll do this last question next week. So this can be the final question if you have any other
Do
you want to read this question?
I mean, I just saw the dick, so I want to know what he was talking about. His name's Kodiak. He's in the Kodiak Bear Cave with us. He says, hi, Willem in Alaska. My name is Kodiak Cave. At least that's my stage name on TikTok and Twitter.
Cave.
Uh-huh. Okay. Over the last year, I became an OnlyFans creator after having a video go viral on TikTok. Now making pornographic videos is my full-time job. Even though I've been doing... Okay. Even though I've been doing
Different searching.
Trying to give you the reference materials here.
Even though I have been doing this for a year, I still have the feeling that what I'm doing is wrong. I can't help but feel shame that this is my current career path. And sometimes I get caught up in what other people might say about me doing porn for a living. I worry about what my family may think. My cousin found a video of mine after it came up on her feed, and I worry what she might say to my parents. Deep down, I honestly love what I do, and I want to pursue it further. I love being able to express myself sexually, and having my own business is empowering. I don't think there's anything wrong with doing sex for a living. I personally wouldn't judge someone else for doing it, so I don't know why I judge myself when it comes to me doing this. I'm not sure if what I'm experiencing is self-doubt and guilt, and should I dismiss these feelings as that, or... if these feelings are a sign to pursue a new career. I would love to hear your perspective on this, how I can combat these feelings, what could I tell my parents or family, or do I maybe try a new career? My TikTok is at Kodiak Cave. My Twitter is Kodiak Cave as well, attached as a dick pic. Sincerely, Kodiak Cave. Kodiak Cave seems to think that we're betterhelp.com/drag. I'm supposed to tell him how to combat feelings, what to tell his family. I'm a career guidance counselor now. Baby, I just want this dick.
Well,
if you're so conflicted,
it's prodigious.
The balls are like fucking grapefruits. They're giant. Uh-huh. I want to sprinkle some sugar with a blowtorch on them.
Right.
And suckle them.
Nice glaze.
The dick
right.
is delicious. The dick is just like, it's like one of those poles that you dock a gondola at.
And Kodiak Cave is making a face in this picture, which is, what's this called? Bear smirk?
It's that's that face. The one. It's the face that guys do where they knot up their brow, kind of like, look at me, they I'm pensive.
They furrow their brow and smile with the mouth closed sideways.
Because Katie Holmes smile.
That's sexy. I guess. That's what sex means. Kodiak, thank you for sharing this and congratulations. Can you show us the viral video that went viral? How do you have a dick video go viral on TikTok? I thought they don't allow anything like that. They don't even allow gay people, for fuck's sake.
I just joined. I have two TikToks now.
You do?
Uh-huh.
I think, you know, I have a TikTok.
This video has 12 million views, but it's not, it's about a plant.
And it turns out it's actually a seed from a Lush massage bar I bought. And it got into my drain and grew from a clump of hair. I'm going to try and replant it. I pulled the plant out and it turns out...
12 million views. And I guess he launched an OnlyFans off of that.
Girl. Okay, well... I bet a lot of the comments said, show us your dick!
All that hair down the drain, he needs to stop trimming his pubes over the sink.
I don't think... Listen, if you like what you do and you like who you are when you're doing it, then, honey, go for it. The question about telling your parents, I almost feel like maybe they will never know, or maybe they already know, and maybe it would be better coming from you and saying, you know, so they don't find it out, you know, while scrolling through
do they know about your OnlyFans? Do they know that you're a whore on interwebs with your legs all spread? Do you know? I think my parents are very supportive of my career, and they've seen all the nasty things that I've done. My dad thought the fisting thing was funny. My mom did not appreciate it either time, especially when I was doing it to my dad.
It was a puppet show.
It was a pop-up puppet. So I understand that parents may be reticent to get with the times, because everybody does porn now. If you have a phone, you do porn now, basically, because we all have pictures. Yeah. Videos. I have PowerPoints on mine. There's a lot. So, you know,
judgments
what?
Around that are misplaced and outdated. But I mean, we're sensitive around our parents and what they think. And so I don't know. It's a sensitive issue, but
I stopped caring what Pam thought of me a long time ago. Hey, Pam.
Hi, Mom. I love you.
And my parents love you. They always ask about you. They're like, you should do more stuff with them. Are you doing more AAA girl shows? I was like, Mom, no. That was 2017. Leave it alone.
Where are those other girls?
Where's the other girls? Those nice girls that don't fist people. Are they coming too? That's my parents.
Well, yeah. We thank you so much for listening to Hot Grrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
cows. It doesn't give lactate milk. Mm-hmm. You can send us your questions via email, concerns, anything else to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And please stop asking about Boy Radio and me. I mean, it's no one's business if we're buying a house in Cape Cod. It's no one's business. That is our business. We want to hear about your new job, your roommate issues, your wig queries, your drag race theories, advice on how to get that dildo to fit. We love hearing from you. If you've never written an email and been listening for years, now is the time to write in.
Yeah. And as always, we have amazing bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. There's like 60 videos of us just being drag queens, and you can tip mm-hmm. us. You watch them all for a dollar. Do your thing. Just search the hashtag race chaser in the little search bar and leave the coins on the dresser and hit the mouse.
And we will continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. So
I'm
make sure
right now.
Make sure you're subscribed to both Willem and Alaska on YouTube. Hit the bell icon so you get more notifications.
I love a bell eye icon. You can follow us on Instagram at Willem, at TheOnlyAlaska5000, at RaceChaserPod, and at MomPodcasts.
And that link on Instagram at RaceChaserPod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of Black Lives Matter movement and a link to AAPIP.org to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
Get the vaccine. Please wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay safe and healthy.
And we'll be back
next week.
Next week with more.
Baby.
Scalding.
Boiling. Hot.
God.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.